I'd like to welcome everyone to our worship service this morning. Hope you see the decorations. That means just tomorrow we start Vacation Bible School. And from 6 to 8:30, so please plan on attending and inviting the kids to come and all, and we'll have a great time on that. Today, at the end of the service, we'll be taking up a special offering for the Mission Dignity. If you have not already given to that, please be willing to give and help out if you can on that Mission Dignity. Happy Father's Day to everyone, all the men, all the fathers. There will be no PM service tonight, so please remember that. Sunday, June the 30th, fellowship lunch after morning worship service. Also, we'll be having the Lord's Supper during that worship service. We need to restock the food pantry. Please help by donating non-perishable items. And ask the preacher, starting next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, because we have Vacation Bible School. If you turned in questions, if you want to hear the answers, you'll need to be here on Wednesday nights, right? But if you still have questions or anything, the box is still in the back, so please use that, and we will looking forward to moving into that. We had 26 in Sunday school this morning, so I want to encourage everyone to continue to attend Sunday school. Any other announcements? If not, I know there's some, any birthdays before we have our prayer time? Everybody turn around. We have a special Amy. Glad to see Amy back. In worship service.
And Ashley.
If there's no birthdays, y'all, we'll go into our prayer time. Continue to remember Mike Bond as he has more difficulties and all. Remember Miss Alice and the family there. Larry has mentioned that Angie Freeman is, they called in hospice, right? And she's your niece. Yeah, that Larry's niece, Angie Freeman, she's been on our prayer list. So remember them and their family as they go through this difficult time. And also the Colin Simmet family, remember he was tragically killed in an automobile accident. We need to remember him and his family. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for this day, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to gather here and worship our risen Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ today, Lord. And I thank you for the ones that have come today, Lord, to do that, Lord. And Lord, we do just take this time to lift up the ones that were mentioned, Mike and the Simmet family and Angie Freeman, Lord. We just want to lift those up to you, Lord. And Lord, just we know, Lord, that you'll comfort them, Lord, today. Lord, we do just want to pray for Vacation Bible School, Lord, as we start tomorrow, Lord. We just pray for not only a good time and great time and fun time, Lord, but we pray, Lord, that as we move through the week, Lord, that we just learn more about our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. But, Lord, I do just want to take the time this morning, Lord, to lift Brother Tim up to you today, Lord, as he proclaims your word today, Lord, as we talked about in Sunday school, Lord, today, Lord, that many times I think, Lord, we need to get back to this, the basics, the fundamentals of who the church is, Lord, and what the church does, Lord. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, Lord. They devoted themselves to fellowshipping and meeting together, Lord, and they devoted themselves to corporate prayer, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that as part of the family of God here, Lord, that we continue to do those things, Lord, and then, Lord, we can reach out and do missions and ministries and all the things that you have put us on this earth to do. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning again. We'll start with hymn 203. If you're looking at the hymnals, please stand as we sing, His Name is Wonderful.
Father, I adore you. watching the things you do. I'm watching the way you treat people. The way you treat me and my mom and my sister. The way you live your life is having a big impact on me. When it's time for me to choose a career and provide for my family, that work ethic will be on my mind. The time you spend with me, even doing simple things, will give me a sense of security. Integrity. I may be not sure what to do, but I will recall how you stood up for what was right, even if you could have looked the other way. I want the choices you are making, I will also make. Please don't be afraid to show me your failures. To show me your mistakes, I will learn from them. Dad, are you listening? I'm watching. Watching to see if you really believe what you say about God. I want you to help show me the way. So I'm watching you, Dad, every day. You're teaching me how to live, whether you know it or not.
Told him if I fell in the water here, y'all just keep going, okay? Powerful video. Not just for fathers, but as parents. Because our kids, they listen more to what they see than what they hear. Now, kids, you can put them, you know, a lot of times you think kids aren't listening, and they are. But kids are also looking with their eyes to see, but they're also listening with their ears to hear, and they're trying to see if our lives are backed up by what we are saying. We know that Father's Day is today. And I forgot to do this. Can I get some of y'all kids to come up here for a minute? I want all the fathers in the room, if you've raised kids, help raise kids, if you will. As fathers, will you stand up and y'all take some of those and hand them out? Got some of them. Got some. Let's give these gentlemen a round of applause. We appreciate each one of you, and I know your families do as well. You can just put them. Oh, thank you. Put them back in there. All right. Well, I want to ask her.
I wanted to say as well, as you know, mother, I appreciate all dads too. They're great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What makes a great father? That's the question I want to start out with this morning. And then we're going to look about at four, five different things that are, let's just say they're a given, okay? But at the same time, I think the role of a man
in the home and in society has been made so little of lately. In many instances, society tells men just to sit down and shut up. In many homes, our wives tell us the same thing. I'm not knocking anybody, I'm just simply saying we have made the role of a man in the home of no value. But a man in the home is what God designed it to be, and the man is to be the leader of his family. Not just in the providing for his family, but he's also to be the spiritual leader of his home, okay? And so as we look through these things this morning, I want us to realize first and foremost, 1 Timothy 5:8 tells us that a man, point number one, should provide for his family, okay? Timothy, or Paul's writing Timothy here, and he said, but if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than a what?
Unbeliever.
How can you be worse than an unbeliever? Because an unbeliever's going to hell. Amen. This person is worse than an unbeliever. Now, this is not talking about somebody who cannot work because of disability for some other reason, but this is talking about a man who chooses not to provide for his own. Now, with this being said, we would agree, probably all of us men, that it is our responsibility as the man of the house to put a roof over our head, food on the table, clothes on our family's backs, shoes on their feet, and to provide whatever needs there are in the home. But that's not where it stops, because for so many years now, even in our churches, that has become the standard, that it is up to the man to provide for his home, but not for the church of God. Amen. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just simply saying that many households throughout the years, mama has been the one that brings Johnny and Susie and whoever else to church, and daddy sits home or goes hunting or drinks beer or watches the football game or whatever he does, while mom has been the rock of the family as far as the faith goes. But it is our responsibilities to make sure, if we can make sure our kids get up and go to school, why can't we make sure they get up and go to Sunday school? Amen? What's more important, a worldly education or the education about Jesus Christ that can save your soul? But how many times do we fail our families because we do not make it an importance? Well, let's just be honest. If you love hunting and fishing, what is your son or daughter going to do? If you love the Lord, what are they going to do? You see, I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but if we raise our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, then it is most likely that they are going to follow in our footsteps. We put a lot of importance on things of the world that in the end are not important. We often ask ourselves in America today, what in the world has gone on? What is going on, right? Maybe we can look in the mirror and see where the problem lays or lies. Because maybe it's because of the man in the home has not been being the man that God has called him to be. The second thing I want us to think about comes from Nehemiah, and this is not on the screen. But when Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem to begin the process of rebuilding the walls and the cities, he came up with a plan because all the surrounding folks that were in that region were threatening to come and destroy Jerusalem again. So Nehemiah had a plan, and that plan was to take the man of the house and put him working on the walls of the city in front of his house. With one hand he worked and one hand he held a weapon. That way he was to protect his home against any invasion. So fathers, you and I as men are supposed to protect our families. Does that mean just protect your children? Supposed to protect my wife. So if I see my wife wearing something that she doesn't need to wear going out the house, what am I supposed to do? Protect her. If I have a daughter who is wearing something that draws attention to body parts, what do I need to do? I need to tell her go change. Amen. If I have a son and I realize that he is doing things that are looking at things he should not do, what do I need to do? I have got to protect him, not just physically, but spiritually and mentally and emotionally as well. That is our responsibility, is to protect, not just to fight off what is evil outside of our homes, but not allow anything into our homes that can destroy us or our spouse or our children. We need to focus on keeping them safe, protecting them. You know, over the years I've seen where parents, and it seems to be more and more, parents will pull up to a theater and drop their kids off. And they'll leave. I've seen that. Or the skating rinks or bowling alleys. It hasn't been that long ago since you were a teenager, right? We need to understand that if they're not being supervised by a parent, they're going to do the same things you were probably doing at that age. And we need to realize that, hey, we need to protect our children. And sometimes we don't have to be a tyrant over our families, but we need to give them guidance. We need to give them support. We need to be there with them to make sure that the devil doesn't get his hands on them. The third thing that makes a great father is that he invests in his family. Now, the Bible speaks of leaving our children an inheritance. And most of the time when we think of an inheritance, what do we think of? And what else? Property. There you go. Money and property. Can I tell you money will not solve all your problems? I don't care how much you have. Look at all these people who are what society calls big people. They're in their 30s and their 40s and they're overdosing. They're hanging themselves or shooting themselves because in reality, money does not solve every problem that we have. And guess what? Being an owner of property won't get you into heaven. There's nothing wrong with leaving an inheritance. Don't get me wrong, it's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is leave them an inheritance that money won't rot away, or moth won't come in and eat it up, rust won't destroy it. We need to, as the Bible tells us, to store our treasures where? In heaven. But we do that by investing spiritually into the lives of our children. It's one thing for your child to know how to keep books in business. It's one thing for them to know how to manage a crisis situation on a job. But do they know how to manage their lives when it comes to the Lord? Do they know how to live and how to function when the world around them comes crashing down and money's not going to fix it and property's not going to hold it up? It is something spiritual that needs to be taken care of. Have we invested in their lives to leave them a godly heritage, a godly inheritance? The fourth thing that makes a great father is that he has to make tough decisions for his family. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Listen to what Joshua has led the people. He's been a great leader. He learned from Moses. He learned from the best. But listen to what he says here. He says, "Now therefore fear the Lord serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Ammonites in whose land you dwell." Listen carefully to what he says here. He says, "But as for me and my house, we're going to do what?" See, Joshua had to make a decision. And this decision didn't just affect him, it affected his whole family. It affected where their priorities were going to be. It affected where they were going to be on the Sabbath day. It affected everything about their lives. He made a tough decision, but he made it. And he made it for himself first. Come on, Dad. He made it for himself first. And then he included his family. He didn't have a family meeting to see if everybody agreed. Y'all ever heard of family meetings? We never had one. We just got our butts tore it. That's all it was. You know, that was our family meeting. Either do it my way or you're going to get, you know. So here's the thing. He didn't ask for a committee. What you want to do, what you thought. He made the decision. It was a tough decision because everybody else seemed to be wanting to go do their own thing. Isn't that true even today? But he made a decision and he said, "Listen," he said, "as for me and my house, we're going to do something. And we're not going to go the way of the world. We're not going to go back to the things we used to do in Egypt, that we used to do on the way over here into the land that we dwelled in, the land of the Ammonites. As for me and my house, we're going to do one thing." And that one thing was to do what?
Serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord. You see, it's one thing to say I'm Christian. It's another thing to be in charge. It's one thing to say I'm a Christian, and it's another thing for me not to even read my Bible and pray. It's one thing for me to say I'm a Christian and let everybody else serve me. Kind of talk about Sunday school this morning, right? But it's another thing for me to say, "Listen, kids, I want you to watch me, because I made this decision for myself that I'm going to serve the Lord, whether anybody else does or not. I am going to serve the Lord. And kids, as I'm serving the Lord, I want you to come alongside me. I want to show you what I've learned. I want to teach you what I've learned. Am I going to make mistakes? Yes. But I'm going to do my best to serve the Lord. In my will, in my attitude, in my ways, in my speech, in my walk, in my talk, everything about me, I want my spouse, I want my kids to follow me." is what Joshua was saying. As for me and my house, no matter what anybody else does, because oftentimes, if you're going to follow the Lord, you're going to get ridiculed. You're going to be called a Jesus freak. You're going to be called all kind of names because people don't like you, even people in church. You know why? Because if you start serving the Lord that way, the way we're all supposed to start serving the Lord, we're going to offend somebody, even within the church. We've got to stand up as men. We've got to stand up as families and say, listen, no matter what happens, we are going to serve the Lord, and we are going to do it together. But how oftentimes do we fail to do that? As I mentioned earlier, it doesn't mean that the father should be a tyrant, but it does mean that he should model the leadership of Jesus Christ to his family. He should be loving, caring, protective, supportive, all those things that our Father does, that God the Father does to us. But at the same time, he has to realize that he is the spiritual leader of his family. You know, one day we're all going to stand before the Lord, right? If you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to be told, depart from me, for I never knew you. For the believer, though, we're not going to stand at that great white judgment throne. We're going to stand at the bema seat of Christ, where we'll be rewarded for the things that we have allowed the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to do in us and through us. But Paul says that we're all going to stand before God and give an account of ourselves to him. When we stand before God, what is he going to say about how we've led our families? Have we led them by serving the Lord ourselves? Have we led them by bringing them alongside of us to do the work of the Lord? Have we served the Lord in such a way that it's made an impact in the lives of our children? We're going to have to give an account of ourselves to the Lord, whether we've done right or whether we've done wrong. You know, our children are like talents. I'm not saying they're money, right? They cost you a lot of money, but they're not. I read this the other day. The average child that is born today, once they go through school, it costs $319,000 to raise a kid today and put them through school. Can I get amen? God has given our children to us on loan. He's given them to us, and we're the stewards of them. He has blessed us with our children, but he's also given them to us with a responsibility, because a steward has a job to do. And that is to invest what God has given to them, just like the talents, and bring that up and increase that gift, so that when the master comes back to collect what he owns, it will be more than what he gave us to begin with. How are we doing in our lives? Are we growing our children? Are we growing them in the faith? Are we just saying, well, I'm going to let them wing it on their own? I'm going to let them find their own way. Because there are many parents that do that. They give the kid the choice whether they want to go to Sunday school or not. They give the kid the choice whether they want to go to church or not. But most likely that is the same type parent that doesn't care whether they are in church or not. As I think about Joshua, Joshua was a great father because he followed the Lord. Go back and read the book of Joshua, read the first five books of the Bible. You see that Joshua was a man who had great faith. When everybody says we can't do it, Joshua said what? We can. Because who was with us? Because the Lord was with him. Joshua had faith, and he passed that faith along to his children in a way that they could follow the Lord themselves. Joshua was a great father because he led his family to serve the Lord. And he was a great father because he left his family an example that they could follow. How many of us are doing the same thing to our families? Some of my kids are already grown. You got grandkids? You got great grands? Or great, 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 great grands? Hey, the Bible says you're blessed if you see your third and fourth generations after you. You're blessed. You see, once you are a, y'all know this, once you're a parent, you never stop being a parent. You never stop. It's new phases though, amen? And I guess the more they go, the better it gets because, you know, you have grandkids and it just seems to get better. But are we being an example our children can follow today? You can't be an example your children can follow if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's first and foremost. Put your faith and trust in Him. Ask God to change you. Say, well, Brother Tim, I'm saved, but I've made a lot of mistakes. Can I just say this? Get in line. Get in line, we all have. I don't know about you, but when my three kids were born, they didn't come with instruction manuals. Amen? They did. And so it was kind of a trial and error, so to speak. So when we think about that, we say, well, I've messed up. I haven't been the godly leader that my family deserves. I haven't been leading them in the ways they should go. Can I just ask you, the Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is the part of confessing our faith. But then comes the part of repentance. And repentance means to do what? It means that I was doing wrong. Now I'm going to start doing right. If I wasn't leading my family to the Lord, serving the Lord with them, then that means that I need to stop doing the wrong things and start doing the right things. That is to confess and to repent. Maybe today we need to just recommit ourselves to the Lord. And I know today I'm primarily speaking to dads, fathers. But moms, you're not excluded either. Because what is true for the father is also true for the mother. How are we doing in our lives? Are we living our lives in a way that our children can see there's a difference? Are we living our lives in a way that's showing them that our children need to serve the Lord? Are we loving the Lord while we're serving Him? How about us today? Maybe you have an issue in your family right now that you just need to pray about. Altar's open. Might have to move some bushes out of the way, but we'll make room for you. You know, family. Other than our relationship with God the Father, our family is the next best thing. What decision do you need to make today for your family? What decisions do you need to make that will lead your family closer to the Lord? Because honestly, if we're not leading them closer to the Lord, it means we're leading them where? Away from Him. we need to be intentional about what we do and how we do it. I'm just going to ask you to do this as we sing through a few stanzas of a hymn for invitation. If you have a need, come pray. So I don't have any family. We got vacation Bible school this week. Amen. And there's a lot of these kids that'll be here that mom or daddy's not there, maybe both of them not there, and they need prayer. They need somebody to step up and show them the way, because if we leave it to Satan, he's going to show them. He's going to show them just how he wants them to live. But we need to show them there is somebody who loves them unconditionally, somebody who wants to be a part of their life, who will take time to be a mentor to these kids. What is it that the Lord has laid on your heart today? Will you stand with me? Heavenly Father, as we go into this time of invitation, Lord, we are thankful for our earthly fathers. Some of us have been trained by them. Some of us may have never known them. But Lord, you have given them to us, Lord, as an example of who you are toward us, Lord. And we realize that even though our dad may have been a great dad, he might have been a so-so dad. Maybe he was just a dad that did everything wrong. Lord, we realize that in you we have a perfect Heavenly Father who doesn't make mistakes, who always provides, who always takes care, who always protects. Lord, it doesn't mean things won't happen that are bad. Lord, you'll always be there with us. Your promise is that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, I pray today that you just have your way in our hearts and lives. Lord, whether we're a father or a mother, Lord, whatever decisions we need to make, Lord, I pray that we would make them boldly. Lord, whatever prayers we need to pray, God, I pray that we would seek you out, Lord, for our families today. Lord, whatever it is you need to do in us and through us, Lord, I pray that we would just be obedient to you. Lord, I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.